Welcome back to Thick and Thin with me, Katie Bilotti. And before I get started with tonight's episode, I just want to talk to you guys about my life right now because things are actually going pretty great right now. I feel like people always talk about, you know, the times where things go bad on their podcast or things they've learned, or at least on mine. A lot of podcasts actually talk about a lot of lighthearted things, but for mine, I feel like I always am like, this is like a time where I learned something and it's like not pretty and whatever. And so I just wanted to, you know, start off this episode with some, you know, happy things. I've been doing a lot of listening of other people's podcasts, you know, comparing myself, of course, in the process and being like, oh my God, my voice is horrible, whatever. Just overthinking everything like I classically do. But a lot of other podcasts I've noticed do Rosebud and Thorn and talk about the highs and the lows. And, you know, I love the way that other people do that. I don't know if I'll ever integrate an actual segment in my podcast. I don't really have segments at all. But I thought I would just start out this episode by just talking about some good things. You know, I think that there's just something so just, I mean, obviously good about good things, but just something that's almost kind of contagious. And so I thought I would just talk about some good things in my life. My friends actually just left my apartment. It's 10 o'clock at night. And I'm still I'm actually kind of energetic right now because whenever I'm with my friends, even on a Wednesday night at 10 p.m., I can somehow be re-energized just from being with them, you know, for 15 minutes. Because once you live alone, it's whenever you get any sort of human stimulation, multiple people in your realm, in your presence, it's whoa, oh my God, shock. That's what my voice sounds like, you know, that sort of thing. So my friends came over tonight to search for some gowns for our party. I think I briefly talked about it last week on the podcast, and I've teased it a little bit on my Instagram stories, but our big birthday soiree is this Friday night. Super excited about it. That's kind of an understatement. I'm antsy because the guest list keeps growing, and I'm I keep looking at it. We have a Facebook group, of course, and our Facebook cover photo is three old Hollywood starlets, and of course my face is photoshopped. Actually, I thought I was gonna be Audrey. I'm not Audrey. I was photoshopped onto Grace Kelly. And yeah, am I Grace Kelly? I think I am. I have to remember who I am photoshopped on top of, but it's very realistic. We have one of our friends do it. I do Photoshop pretty well as well because I am a graphic designer, but we had a friend do it and he killed it. We look like sometimes there's a bad Photoshop job where the face doesn't look actually connected to the body, but it looks really realistic. So whatever, I digress. So the girls were here tonight looking for dresses because of course a lot of us are last minute people or ordered things off of various websites and they just don't fit and whatever. So people were panicking. So I'm come over, I have a whole closet devoted to my dresses. I literally have a dress closet. I have two closets in the apartment, presumably for probably a his and hers situation, but I obviously have both of them, and one of them is devoted to just my gowns because I have a lot of long dresses, and the other closet has this shelf which blocks, so I can't have a long dress hang. So that is why I have the dress closet, of course, you know, naturally. So need to honestly go through the dress closet one of these days and start giving away some dresses or selling them. I'm honestly thinking, I kid you not, my closet is the 27 dresses closet. It does not close unless I very, seriously push it with my butt or, with my side. I have to, really ram it in there, and it's, squeaky, and it keeps getting stuck, and, even when I close it, there's still, some fabric hanging out of it. That's how jam-packed it is, and it's down to the sheer reason of just, I can't part with things, very similar to 27 dresses. Have these dresses that have meaning attached to them. You can probably feel the same way about certain things. My prom dress is still hanging at home. I have that. I have the dress I wore to graduation. I have the dress I've worn to every major event, every formal I ever had in college. I still have the dress to prove that I was there with the stain on the front, probably from the alcohol I was drinking illegally. Anyway, I didn't say that, but you know, so I have a hard time parting with things, but that's the beautiful, you know, reason why I have dresses to lend to my friends. So they came over tonight to try on some dresses. It was a very cute little ordeal. I was trying to podcast earlier tonight because I was getting sleepy during work today. And then I was you know what? The girls are coming over. I have to postpone the podcast. And so I was sitting there with my notebook, you know, ready to go. I was taking notes while they, you know, regardless, I was feeling inspired and just happy overall by the the excitement, you know, the impending excitement about Friday night, because I feel like there's some beauty sometimes in not really knowing how things are going to unfold, because I almost just like I stuttered there. Unfold, that's what I meant to say. Because, you know, I'm such a planner in all many elements of my life. I'm such a planner, and I'm really stubborn and really impatient, and I need things to be done my way, you know, my way or the highway. And that's a lot of times why I feel like I'm hard to love and hard to, not hard to be around, but just like hard to really understand, I think, sometimes, because my way of thinking is a lot different than other people's, I think. I don't really know. I mean, I'm just assuming, because based on, you know, the arguments I've ever had with friends or family, it's always kind of, you know, going back to how I am stubborn and how I am, like, you know, a planner, and things need to go my way. And so I've been doing this new thing where I do more spontaneous things and maybe don't plan my life to the point where it's like excruciatingly detailed and like almost like I have this set path I need to follow and I can't stray. I can't do anything that isn't on the to-do list or in the timeline, you know. So with this birthday, I kind of took the backseat, because in all elements of our events, you know, at school, when we were in college, my friends and I planned everything. Every birthday, I would literally leave class early on some days to start decorating the house. Like, my friends, like, that lived with me, my roommates, would be nowhere to be found. They'd be, like, in the library or doing, like, things they should be doing. I don't know. And I'd be at the house. Like, we had this plantation-style house I've discussed a few times. And I'd be, like, decorating it, like, ceiling to floor. I would have just like all sorts of decor, and it wasn't like the cheesy decor. It was like I had hand-drawn banners made for each of the friends that we had birthdays for at the house. So I would roll out this paper that I got from Michael's, like really nice like banner paper, and I, you know, had acrylic paint, and I would paint in scripts like happy birthday so-and-so, or I'd sometimes have like sayings and things, and I went all out. And not to mention I was also social chair, so I planned every formal, you know, down to the flowers on the table. I did a lot. I would tour the venues. I was, you know, mind you, a college student pretending like this was like a professional event planning job. I was planning sorority formals for frat guys to show up to, blackout, essentially. But nonetheless, I was a planner. I still am. I feel like that's just like my thing that I'm good at. So for this party, I actually, like I said, I took the back seat. I let my two friends do all of the planning. Like, they did everything. And of course, I like was there to help when they needed me, or like I wasn't, you know, making them do everything per se. But it was actually pretty surprising, I think, for all of us involved, that I was like, you know what? You guys pick. Like, we had some venue options. I was like, you guys pick. You guys can tour the venue. You guys can decide on the decor. Like, I just want to enjoy this and enjoy the reason why we're having this, because I'm turning 24, and that's, you know, might not be like a numeric milestone, because 25 is obviously going to be something, because it's like a quarter of a century. But like, it's one of those things where we're getting, birthdays are celebrated for a reason. It's like another trip around the sun that we've made it, and that we've grown, and that we're different, we're changed somehow from last year. And yeah, so I took the back seat. I, for once in my life, didn't excruciatingly plan something, and we'll see how it goes. Like, obviously it's not Friday yet, so who knows how it's going to end up being, but I just thought that was kind of like a little win that I wanted to share with you guys, that like for once in my life, I wasn't like a crazy freak about something. Like, even my outfit, like, you know, I ordered one dress. I used to, for formal, order like three dresses and return the one. Like, I was super crazy about it, would get like a spray tan and like all these things, and I'm planning on getting my hair done and stuff, but like, I'm not, in, you know, in doing so though, in doing all that planning, I would kind of set my expectations super high, of course, and not to say your expectations should be set low by any means, but like, I created this fantasy in my head that was just impossible for the time, you know, for the situation. Like, being in North Carolina at college with frat boys who are immature, most of them, love them as friends, don't get me wrong, they're some of my best friends, but like, just, I mean, you gotta stop manufacturing these huge, just huge hurdles that these people, a lot of them, just can't jump yet for you. And you, I feel like a lot of times we honestly break our own hearts by setting these extremely high expectations, not just in dating, but just in general. Like, you know, me planning these events, me going like the extra mile and just doing, like, I kid you not, guys, I would skip class to like plan these events. And I don't know if it was, you know, recognition that I craved. I think I'm a people pleaser at the end of the day, and I'm working on that, as we know. But, you know, I read this article actually recently that people pleasing a lot of times can be directly correlated or just stems from trauma. So if you experience or experienced past tense any sort of trauma in your life, and trauma doesn't need to be like, you know, a really traumatic, like, you know, experience, or like, don't think like traumatic brain injury or anything, but like trauma of any sort, of any magnitude, so any sort of thing that was traumatic to you and really affected you, really shook you, really made you feel something extremely profoundly, you know, that is something that can make you feel like you need to please everyone in some way, shape, or form. And for me, you know, it was the fact that I wasn't well liked in high school. And I mean, it's one of those narratives that I feel like it's tired, and everyone, every creator is like, oh, I was bullied. And it like seems like this tired narrative now with dust on it, and everyone uses it and whatever. But it's one of those things where like, yes, it can, it's common, but it doesn't make it any less, you know, excruciating to look back on that I was not well liked in high school. So I think a lot of me going the extra mile to do all these things in college and please people and throw these awesome events and really, you know, be congratulated, you know, like there'd be like little speeches sometimes and like, oh, thanks to Katie for putting this together. Like, you know, I craved that recognition. I craved people wanting to be at my parties, you know. I wanted, even though it was someone's birthday and like, of course they deserve like all the recognition for being born and for, you know, being the birthday girl, I wanted someone to say, you know what, Katie, that's an awesome banner. Like, I just crave people saying like, good job. Like, I crave the gold stars, because I didn't really get those in high school. You know, I wasn't an amazing student. I wasn't, you know, asked to prom really, I was asked to prom, but we've discussed this. I was like pity asked to prom. I, you know, there was just like ways that I felt like I fell short in high school. So of course, you know, even still, I find myself doing things to compensate for that. And so this time around, I've been talking about this for like 12 minutes now, but with this birthday, I have decided I'm just going to go with the currents. Things are going to happen. Like, I'm not going to get my hopes up, you know. I'm going to, you know, be excited for myself and excited for my friends and excited for the event, but I'm not going to obsess. I think that's the best way I can put it. I'm not going to obsess about this event. I'm happy with my dress. I think it's beautiful. I'm excited. I'm not going to care if I, you know, look a little, if I have a little belly in it, because that was one of my worries, of course, when I was like looking in the mirror, because you know what? I'm surrounded by all these people. I'm going to be all these people that love me so much, you know. I finally found it. I found the people that I want to be surrounded by, that want to be surrounded by me, that want me in their presence, in their wake, you know. And I think that that's something worth celebrating. Also, just, I feel like I'm in a really good place with myself right now, which I don't think I could have said about myself maybe this time last year. I feel like I was very unsure still last year about myself and about what I actually want to do. And I feel like now I'm in the position where I can taste it now. Like, I can reach out and grab it. And I know what kind of person I want to be and who I actually am in this moment. And I think that's a kind of something that's like, it's pretty cool. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I'm kind of proud of myself right now. And it's taken me, you know, almost 24 years to get here, but here I am. So anyway, I thought I would just give you a little update on the birthday and just how excited I am. And you know, everyone left here just now with a fabulous dress that they can wear that I've worn to some other event that I was people-pleasing at, and they're gonna just kill it. And so that makes me happy too. I feel like there's a bunch of roses. Should I do a thorn too, just to like throw one in there? I had a bad day yesterday. How about that? Nothing specific. It was just, you know, bad weather, and I was just having a grumpy day at work. Like, everything was just pissing me off. I hated everyone. Like, I love my coworkers, but like, I was just having a rough day, okay? And of course, like, you know, there is some light in this story. I went to this coffee place that I've never been to. I work at Hudson Yards, like that area of New York City, which is like brand new and like building shot up out of nowhere. So I went to this one coffee place that I've actually never been to in the Hudson Yards Mall. And it's called Blue Bottle, I think. Blue Bottle. I think that's what it's called. It literally has a symbol of a blue bottle on its like logo. So I'm assuming that's what it is. Went there and I was like, hi, can I have a cappuccino, like a large cappuccino? And they're like, no, we only do small cappuccinos. And I was like, of course, just another thing to throw on my bad day. So I was like, are you sure you don't have a large cappuccino? Like, I've been having a really rough day. I was like literally hard on my sleeve with this guy. And he's like, no, like, what, we can make you a large latte, or something, like a draft latte or something fancy. And I was like, sure, like, that sounds good. And, like, I guess, like, I have this tendency of wearing my feelings and just, like, every emotion I have on my face. Like, it's just all there. Like, if I don't want to talk to you, you will know. Or if I'm, like, super happy, like, you can just tell by my face. Like, I, especially when I don't think anyone's looking, I'll just, like, I just let it go. Sometimes I can control it, but, like, yeah. Anyway, so I guess he just saw, like, plain as day on my face how I was feeling. And he was like, you know what? Like, this is on me, like, on the house. You deserve this. Like, I hope your day turns up. And I was like, wow, I'm going to come back to this coffee place. But also, I mean, it was just kind of a nice little, like, moment where I was like, you know what? Everyone, we're all, whether we know it or not, in this world, kind of, like, in the same cycles, like, in it together sort of thing. Like, we all go through the same trials and tribulations of just, like, feeling really shitty sometimes, you know? And so we get it. We've been there. Like, you know, and I feel like I do believe in the idea. It's like people do give back. It's like it's a cycle of people doing nice things for each other. And then, like, you know, you give back. And, like, after that, I was just, you know, step up. What's it called? Pep in my step, right? A little, like, pep in my step. I was like, oh, okay, things are getting better. I think it was because it was raining. You know how I feel about rain. So, yeah, there you have it. 16 minutes of me just unfiltered talking about my life as of late. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. I have some more things to share, of course, and that just rhymed unintentionally, and I loved every second of it. But tonight's episode, I do want to dive into the subject, or the concept of rushing, and not sorority rushing, that might come at a later date, who knows, but just rushing into things, forcing things. I did an episode called Forcing It and Faking It earlier on in my podcast career, which was really great, and a lot of you guys liked that one, so it's kind of similar to that, but I'm more so focusing on rushing and just kind of why we settle for things, why we just quite literally rush through our lives. I mean, you only get one for many of us, we believe that you only get one shot, or one shot as this person you are today. So why do we skim through the pages of our life? And I use that analogy because I actually realized this in a different way the other day when I was reading a book. You know, I read a lot of books, as we know. I don't know if you know this, but I love reading. I post about it on Instagram all the time, all the books I've been reading. I had this New Year's resolution, which I think I have actually talked about on the podcast, and I've successfully kept up with it thus far. And I think, I mean, we're close to the end of the year, so I'll probably keep up with it till the end. But I've been reading one roughly 300-page novel every 3 weeks. And I've kept up with it. And it's, you know, honestly, obviously, it's like comes down to when I have time to read. But like a lot of times I'll read when I'm traveling. It's a big time I read. But regardless, I was reading a book the other day and I noticed, I don't even know how I can say this without hating myself for saying it. I have adopted the worst habit ever. If you are a big reader, you would know what this habit is, maybe, of skimming. Okay. It might not sound groundbreaking for those of you who don't really read very much, but I have adopted the habit of skimming. I skim sometimes. I do it when I guess I kind of lose myself in the book and I don't really realize what I'm doing. And I start skimming through paragraphs because I want to find out what happens faster. And I gloss over probably very important details because I'm just so excited to see what comes next, or I want to see if the book's worth reading, you know, and I want to see if something's going to happen. I also sometimes now when I'm getting a book in store, I'll flip through kind of to the end a little bit to see, you know, if there's any action around there. Yeah, so bad. That's like a faux pas. You should not do that. You should read nearly every word and, like, you know, really savor a book if you really like it, you know. And I think that a lot of this comes from just, I read a lot of stuff online now and I digest a lot of my content digitally. It's like the digital age, as we know. A lot of magazines don't even print anymore. They just do the online issue, or majority of a lot of publications put a lot of their money online now, and they have shorter issues and whatever. You know, it's the time we're in. Digital is king. And so, yeah, a lot of articles online, you'll notice, have just a lot of, like, sentence breaks and a lot of paragraph breaks and a lot of pictures, and they're a lot easier to read on, like, a phone or, you know, and not, like, a page with only text and no pictures, you know. I feel like a child talking about a picture book. But anyway, so I've been skimming through books, which has kind of, it's been kind of a weird reality check for me that, yeah, I've been skimming my books, which I feel like it also has to do with the idea of just the social media society we're in and the instant gratification that we almost kind of expect now. And I really want to talk a lot about instant gratification on this episode because I think that it's something that we're all aware of, but we're, like, not extremely aware of it in our own lives and how like we are so guilty of this. Like if something does not happen fast or the way we expect it to, or like it's not like seamless, like here's the photo, click to buy situation, like we lose interest. So although we are on a really great topic right now, I want to take a quick little break to introduce tonight's sponsor. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Lola. As you guys know, I've raved about them before. I love their tampons. I use them every that time of the month. And so basically, Lola is a modern approach to feminine care. They're a female-founded company that offers a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And the founders had a very simple and just seemingly obvious idea involved when they created the company, which is that women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to their feminine care products. So, you know, unlike other brands, Lola products are 100% natural and they're really easy to feel good about. There's no BS or mystery fibers, no doubts about what's actually going in your body, which is super important. And they also come in a very simple, customizable subscription. So you never have to worry that you're not going to have what you need when you need it for that time of the month. Like you reach under the sink and you're like, do I have a tampon? Like you don't have to worry because you're going to have one with a subscription, which is awesome. So aside from the tampons, I also really love their cleansing wipes. They're actually the first biodegradable all natural wipe of their kind, which is pretty revolutionary and awesome. They're perfect for like a midday refresh and they're individually packaged and perfect for on the go if you just want to pop them in your bag. And they're gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic, which is also great. And the biggest thing that I think is just super exciting about Lola is that you can do good with your purchase. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. And I'm super passionate about the period movement and about how tampons should be accessible to everyone and other products as well. And so I love that Lola is taking a stand in that and helping. So it's super great. I can't think of a single reason why not to have a Lola subscription in your life. So basically, I obviously have a deal for you guys. For 40% off of all subscriptions, just visit My Lola. That's M as in mama, MYLOLA.com, and enter Hello Katie. So that's Hello, KATY, all one word. When you subscribe, you can get 40% off of all subscriptions, which is super great. I just feel like it's a no-brainer here, guys. Give it a try. So yeah, thank you to Lola for sponsoring this episode, and now let's get on back into things. Okay, so where were we? I also put the microphone a little closer to my face because I noticed I was a little quiet in the beginning. I just like hate when that happens because I don't really cut very much, so I'd have to like re-record the whole thing, and I feel like I was on a really great tangent there. So anyway, I'm closer to the microphone now. I hope it sounds better. But anyway, we were on a really great topic before the ad about instant gratification, which I think is something that really dictates a lot of our decisions and also a lot of our rushing into things, you know, needing something to be perfect on the first shot and just convincing ourselves that this is like what we want, and even kind of, you know, staying with the wrong people also sometimes I feel like because we just want, you know, I heard this really interesting stat, or it wasn't a stat, it was like a fact, I guess, that, you know, our bodies obviously crave dopamine, which is what our body receives or feels, the sensation that's shot out of our brains, I think, when we get something that we want, or we get gratified for something that we do or something like that. We get a gold star, or we get like something out of something that we're putting energy in towards. We get this like shot of dopamine, and our body obviously craves it. So sometimes, you know, when we get a text message sometimes your body goes, ooh, and you get fluttery, you know, like especially when we're texting a guy that we like or something, we're like, oh my God, we got the text, you know, my phone lights up. We keep like checking our phone for like, the text because we want that dopamine. And so sometimes when I find myself just like eagerly, you know, I unlock, you know how like you like click the buttons on the side and like it lights up and then like it's dark and it lights up and you can like click on the buttons. Like I find myself just doing that nervously sometimes during the day because I want another shot of that dopamine. Like my body wants to feel that gratification, that energy that you feel when someone texts you, even if it's just like your mom or something, or I don't know, just any sort of like distraction, especially if you're bored at work or something, you want that shot of dopamine. So I thought that was super interesting. I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but that was like just the SparkNotes version of what I heard. And I'm sure, yeah, there's a lot more. I actually have been considering when I eventually have guests on the podcast, which I've been saying for like months now. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to do it eventually. That's one of those things. there is a motorcycle outside. I'm working on it. I want to eventually bring in like an actual psychologist to talk about some things, because I feel like a lot of times I give like a little version of something that could just be built out so much more if I had an expert here. So that's on the list. But regardless, dopamine, instant gratification, I think it all kind of has to do with our rushing. And with the whole skimming topic from before, I was talking about skimming through books. I feel like I rush through things because I'm eager to get to the next milestone. I just hit my computer. I'm eager to get to the next thing. I'm eager to just get something good out of what I'm going through. Like I'm the type of person that I'll go to the gym 3 times and expect crazy results. Like, I hope you're there with me on that one, because I feel like I go to the gym 3 times and I'm like, okay, where are my abs? They're like hiding under a layer of fat, but maybe that's just a me thing. I'm not sure. But regardless, let's reel it in here. Back to what we were talking about, rushing. Where's the rush, or what's the rush? I keep saying, where's the rush? That's not grammatically correct. What is the rush? I think that can apply to so many things. But my first thought when I was thinking about rushing into things was just my post-grad, I guess, outlook on things, or even when I was a senior still, like looking out towards the future, what I saw for myself and what I almost kind of forced for myself because I felt like it was the right thing to do. I actually talked about this on my Instagram story last week, super briefly. I was like having a in my feels moment. So I was like, I need to story this. And I think I scared a lot of you guys with like what I was saying, or maybe it was like a good kind of scared. It was like an eye-opening kind of scared, I hope. But a lot of you guys, I noticed, swiped up on it, and I saw a lot of like shares. So I was like, okay, either people think I'm going crazy or people like what I'm saying. I'm not really sure half the time. That's why you guys have to tell me. A lot of people, I think, just like are, you know, followers, and they like the stuff from afar, and they don't tell me like, you're doing a good job, sweetie. I need that, okay? I'm just kidding. But not really at all. But regardless, what I'm trying to say here is I was talking the other night about this whole concept of just I feel like a lot of times as of late, especially after college, and now that I'm on my own completely, making my own decisions and making my own path here and deciding my own things for myself fully, I feel like a lot of what I've been doing is kind of just what I'm expected to do and what I'm supposed to do. I'm using air quotes, you can't see them, but kind of just doing things because I feel like it's the right thing to do and what other people are doing. And I'm becoming one of those follower people pleaser types where I want to do good by my parents. Like, I want my parents to look at me and think like, oh, she's doing great. You know, I want my friends to look at me and be like, oh, she's doing great. I want even perfect strangers to look at me and be like, oh, she's doing great. I want all my worst enemies to think, oh God, she's doing great. Like, that's what I want. And so then I like kind of forget that like there's things that I actually want to do that I'm not doing, maybe. Or there's things I'm doing now that I'm like, why the hell do I think this is what I want? Like, this is not what I want. And it almost becomes the idea that I'm playing a role, and that the real me, like the true me, the understudy character that isn't the person playing the role of me, is standing off in the distance, kind of just watching this act unfold, and has no say, has no role in it, and has no say. That's the best way I could put it, you know. And I feel like a lot of times my life is unfolding and happening, and I can't run fast enough to keep up with it. I have a lot of running dreams where I like can't keep up, and like I'm chasing something, and I just, or like something's running after me, a lot of running dreams. And I don't really know what that means. Let me know my DMs what you guys think that means. I love when you guys dissect or talk about my dreams. It's very interesting. I'm actually going to post more of them on my stories, because I have this notebook next to my desk, and I sometimes jot down my dreams if I still remember them, because sometimes I forget them right when I open my eyes. But having a lot of dreams like that, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with me feeling like I'm chasing this dream of mine, but like I'm not running fast enough to get it, so I'm stuck in this other realm where I'm doing these things that I don't feel like I'm passionate about. Like, I feel like I remember a time where I would just, like when I first started my YouTube channel, when I was like overflowing, my cup was overflowing with passion, so to speak. I would run home from school like super excited. Whoa, I keep like, I gesture with my hands when I talk. You can hear that by like me hitting my hands on things during the podcast. But I would run home from school because I was so eager to film a video for people, like for 20 people on YouTube. Like, I didn't even have followers really at that point, and I was just so excited to create things. And I feel like now, like, I can't really tell you I feel like I'm not, maybe I'm excited to create, but I don't think I've been putting out 100% or even close to over 50% of my full potential of creativity because I'm doing too many things. I think that is my issue. I am stubborn. I cannot part with any one thing. I'm like, nope, I'm doing it all. I'm going to spread myself way too thin. Like whenever I hear that analogy, I picture like toast and just not having enough butter to cover the toast. Like that is my life right now. I don't have enough butter to butter all the toast that I'm getting thrown in my face. You know, I feel like I'm not doing anything to my best ability where I'm proud. And like, yes, I am a perfectionist, but it's not even that. It's like, I just feel like I could be doing less things really well versus a lot of things mediocrely well. So that's a personal struggle. I'm just sharing a lot of my personal struggles right now. But in terms of rushing, I feel like a lot of times post-grad, that's like the biggest rush moment for me, at least, I feel like, was rushing into a career. And it was like first semester senior year when people started talking about where they're getting their job or who's offering them a job and how much they're going to get paid. And like, there was a lot of conversation about it, especially with my friends who were in finance, because I think it happens a lot sooner for those people, or at least at Elon, my school it did. And the creative jobs are a little bit, you know, pushed out a little further. So you could still not have a job until like March, and it was normal in a creative field or like in PR or communications or anything like that. And so it was mainly the finance people that freaked us all out first. And then the next wave came when, you know, people were applying for communications jobs. And it's crazy because I remember us reading these job descriptions, like my friends and I, of these jobs that we were applying for and whatever, and just super excited about. And a lot of people I'm speaking to now are like, this is like, this job is my version of hell. Like it is, like, you know, you read the job description and you're like, oh, okay, I can do that. Like, this is exactly what I want to do, whatever. Like, I just want to live in New York and be Carrie Bradshaw and like whatever and live that life. And so whatever it takes to get me there, I will do. And that was kind of a lot of my friends' mentalities and myself included, just like, I'm going to do what I need to do to get there and to fulfill what the life it is that I want. And I feel like shows like The Bold Type and shows where offices are depicted and things like that, and like a good, like, I mean, granted, you only see like 5 minutes of them sitting at their desk, but still you're like, I want that corporate life, until you're in it and you're like, wait, is this what I signed up for? So a lot of times I look back and I wish that I had taken some time before I jumped into this big girl role and maybe, I don't know, explored a little bit, not even to say like the world, but just like myself a little bit, and like figured out maybe if like this was the right choice. And I am the type of person that is stubborn, like I said, and I wanted things to just fall into place, okay? Like, don't we all? I just wanted things to for once be like, okay, here's this perfect opportunity. I take it. It's seamless. It happens. It's wonderful and all lovely and sunshines and rainbows and things are fine. And it doesn't take me, I feel like with every good thing I've gotten, it's been like through blood, sweat, and tears. And I can't just like have anything come easy. Like that's my one gripe. Like if I'm going to have one, I'm super blessed and super lucky. Don't get me wrong. But like, I feel like everything good in my life has been such a damn struggle. Can something just be easy for once? Like, that is my mentality on this whole thing. But regardless, I look back and I wish that I had maybe, like, yes, the role was in my face to work at L'Oreal and I was super excited about it. And I loved my boss that at the time who extended the role to me. And she did say, she was like, it's not going to be here forever. L'Oreal is super competitive and it is super competitive. Like, I've seen it firsthand from just having friends be like, hey, can you get me a job? And I'm like, it's literally impossible unless you like go through the internship and know someone. Like, I have no idea how I even got this job. That's my mentality on that. And like, I feel, yeah, sometimes I feel a little ungrateful for feeling this way, but I'm also like, I could have maybe, who knows where I would have, you know what? There's a lot of like who knows, or like what could have been, and like questions I can ask. But at the end of the day, like, I think my message here is, in terms of post-grad, like, I definitely rushed it. And I'm feeling the effects of that now, thinking what if, and, you know, having all these other dreams. And I think it's one of those things that I read this quote, actually. Wait, I want to say this before I go on to the next little thing I was going to talk about. But I read, we trade our days for things. And like, that sounds like, okay, what does that mean? We trade our days working 9 to 5, you know, or working whatever, for things, an apartment, money, things we want to buy ourselves, nice coats and shoes and camera equipment, and we trade our days and our time that is priceless for things. Isn't that crazy? I could do a whole like episode on that, but I read that quote and I was like, this needs to somehow work. Sometimes I like try to like squish things into the podcast that don't like belong there because I want to say them and I want you guys to be like, whoa, that's crazy. Because that like was a whoa, it's crazy moment for me. So anyway, just thought I would like plant that seed. But regardless, I think that rushing is evident in a lot of different parts of our lives. It also can be evident in our romantic lives. I think sometimes we try to fit a square into a circle with some of our dating and some of our, I've talked about this in the forcing it and faking it episode, just like forcing relationships that aren't meant to be. And we know it. We damn well know a lot of times what is meant to be and what is not meant to be. Or maybe not what's meant to be, but what's working. Like we know when something's not working. And I think it just becomes so, it would just be so messy to break up or to get yourself out of it that a lot of us stay in situations where we're unhappy just because we don't want to deal with the mess. And we also just want to, I've talked about this too, just we want to check that box. And so we rush into things. And, you know, in New York, it's a huge thing where people rush into moving in with each other. Like after like 6 months of dating, it's like, okay, let's move in together and split the rent because, you know, New York, it's expensive to live here. And then people move in with each other too soon and it just ruins the relationship. And then they have to like stick it out for the next 6 months of the rent and like, or the lease and be uncomfortable and whatever, you know, with a loveless situation. And, you know, I think that we rush a lot in our romantic lives as well. But at the end of the day, I think that a lot of our rushing has to do with just the social media culture we're in. I always kind of tie it back to that. I think that has a huge thing to do with, you know, the reason why we rush, because we see other people living beyond their years almost. Like people always say that I'm super mature for my age and like I'm wise for my age, but I honestly, in the grand scheme of other people my age, I don't think that's the case at all. I think that it's not just me. I think a lot of us at this age are just super beyond our years because we've seen so much shit on social media. Or we feel like we have to be this accelerated version of ourselves because it seems like everyone else is doing it, you know? And we have to do all these things because other people are doing it. And that's like a huge thing. And I feel like I talk about this on every episode in some way, shape, or form, but we're extremely motivated by other people. And we just want things to work out for us. You know, we want that instant gratification of putting in the work and things working for once and not having to be a blood, sweat, and tear situation. But, you know, I also think like kind of stepping back from this, you have to know what makes you happy, okay? Like if there's one thing that you can work on with yourself, it's taking some time to figure out what makes you happy. Make a list, why don't you, if that's something that will help you. You know, what are the things that kind of just like gnaw at your insides and you're like, oh, I want to do more of that. Or, you know, this really makes me light up. Like I am excited about this. Like for me, when I open my dress closet and I look at all this pretty fabric just like hanging there, little dresses I've worn at like various things that made me happy, like those are things that make me happy. And I mean, there's obviously other things like hobbies and, you know, I love drawing. I love art. I love designing things for people. I love seeing someone's face when I show them something I made that I'm proud of. You know, there's all these things that I get off on, you know, so to speak. And those are the things you got to focus on, I think, in your life, and not the things that are easy all the time. It might be something that is kind of hard to pursue because it's something that you really care about, and it's not something that's etched in black and white stone that everyone else does. It's not something that's very, what's the word? It's classic? No, customary? There's a word for this and it's escaping me, but just what everyone else, what's expected, I guess, but there's a word. I don't really know what the word is, but you know, it's something that maybe is against the grain. And so I think those are the things that we have to chase, even if it's scary and even if it's maybe not spontaneous, it's something we work for. You know, I think no one can tell you the way you feel is wrong. So if you are looking at something in your life and you're like, I'm unhappy with this, I rushed into this, I'm unhappy, no one can tell you that you don't feel unhappy. No one can dispute your feelings. Your feelings is fact, and it is fact to you, and it's a narrative that only you can tell, and that's that. Yes, you can dispute other facts, like, you know, the sky is blue. Someone could say the sky is red, and like they're wrong, but you know, but you can't dispute someone's feelings, okay? I just think about that and understand that. You can't say to someone, you're not sad, okay? That's just not you can't do that because at the end of the day, it's their feeling. So for me, when I'm like, I'm feeling unhappy in this phase of my life, blah, 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 people are always like, no, like, you're not unhappy, you're just blah, blah, blah. And they try to deflect it or try to distract it or things like that. And I'm like, no, guys, I'm unhappy. I am unhappy, you know? And at the end of the day, it's one of those things where you have to help yourself, okay? When you're unhappy in situations or when you feel like you've rushed something and you need to break up with someone, you can't have someone break up with someone for you. I mean, you can, but that's like really shitty. You can't have someone quit your job for you. It's one of those things where you have to put on your big girl pants and do it yourself. And that is scary as hell, okay? I will tell you, it is scary to contemplate removing yourself from something or turning a new leaf and changing your path and backing up and saying, wait a second, I didn't order this. You know, it's scary to do those things. But you gotta just think to yourself, what makes you happy? And also catch yourself when you're skimming through your life. That's something that's been hard for me. I feel like sometimes I just let it go because it's easier to just be like, I skim through books. But maybe that's kind of symbolic for other things that I'm rushing through. Oh, it is trash night. There is nothing I hate more than trash night outside my window. Anyway, okay, they went by pretty quickly. Regardless, something I do want to say before I'm like out of juice because I'm getting sleepy again. I keep recording these things way too late. It's 11 o'clock. I'm like ready for bed. I'm a grandma. When you're alone with yourself, guys, just like imagine this, or maybe you are alone with yourself right now. Well, you're with me, so you're not alone. But when you're alone with yourself and your heart whispers to you, I feel like I was trying to think of like how to phrase this. Your heart literally whispers to you sometimes. Like it does to me, at least. I don't know if my heart's like on something, but my heart whispers to me these things sometimes, these murmurs, these very small sometimes or very big hopes and dreams and little things that I'm like, that's ridiculous, but like a girl can dream, you know? Like when the world fades into the background of just you with yourself, like what do you hope for? What do you wish for? What do you dream? Because those are clearly the most important things to you. When you're just kind of zoning out or you're just, you know, and you're drifting off to sleep and you can't get to sleep yet, so you're looking into blackness, thinking about everything. What are those things you think about? And maybe pay attention to those things a little, especially pay attention to those things. And just however you can, in small ways, in big ways, whatever works for you, just inch towards that thing, towards that light. There's like a pocket of light almost that you think about and you poke at every once in a while. And you're like, what would my life be like if I did that? Or if I was like that instead of, you know, I don't know, a number of things. It's going to be different for you. But I always think to myself, you know, what would my life be like if I did art full time, or if I really did follow these things that I want to do and didn't do, you know, a number of things, like I said. And so I would just suggest to you, inch towards those things, because those are the things that bring you the most light. And I think sometimes in people pleasing and in doing things only for the instant gratification, the gold stars, and we don't really work for things we really care about and really dream about, I think in doing that, we kind of dim our light and we're becoming as dark as them, and them being like the people that we think about and we're like, oh, that's kind of bleak and sad and their lives are full of just darkness. You know, we don't want to be like that. We want to be these light human beings that, yes, do have bad days, but are at least working towards something we care about, you know? And I feel like a lot of times we get caught up in just a lot of things we don't care about. You know, like I said, we trade our days for things and not for passion or for spirit or for anything that's kind of anything to brag about, to be honest. So yeah. Okay. That is my episode tonight, guys. I hope you enjoyed. It was kind of crazy all over the place, but like what episode of mine isn't? I thought it was pretty darn good though, if I do say so myself. I don't know. I never really listened to these fully back, so hopefully it's good. And yeah, that is it for tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will talk to you guys all next week. Bye. Oh, and guys, wait, I'll be 24 by then. Oh my God. That's crazy. Okay. Yep. All right. Talk to you next week. Bye.